Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Sports Chasers Audio Post. My name is Michael Day. The reason for the audio post is that I've been fighting off a couple of migraines the last 2 days, and was able to get to the medication to keep them from becoming a full-blown migraines. Pretty painful. Hope no one out there suffers from migraines. I had meant to write something for the site, but the thought of sitting in front of a computer and typing and watching the letters go across the screen, that didn't appeal to me. So I thought I could at least stay in front of a microphone and talk. So there you have it. One quick announcement. Hopefully this summer I'll get to join the other half of the Sports Chasers team, Mike Herndon, and do a real full-fledged podcast. Maybe we'll do a little college football preview. Who knows? But I look forward to that. And I also, when I see him, I get to pay up on my bet that he proposed over via Twitter. Some might say it was kind of a lowdown, where he took advantage of the situation. I foolishly picked the Cavs in 7. Well, he picked the Warriors, and with the Warriors being up 3-1, my man Mike Herndon there decided that he would throw down a bet. Of course, I didn't have to accept, but I went ahead and did that because I was still a believer that the Cavs could force a Game 7. And who knows what would happen in a Game 7, right? Well, as we all know, the Warriors won Game 5 and closed out the series. And there you have it. So I owe my man Mike Herndon lunch. But let me counter with this, right? I'm sure over the years, I've owed Mike lunch at some point, right? I look forward to that. And I'll pay up the next time I see him. Quick word about the series. I thought that the Cavaliers would play a little more physical like they did last year, frustrate the Warriors. I thought Tristan Thompson would be able to, beat Steph up a little bit with his forearm, the forearm shiv, as I affectionately call Tristan Thompson. And it didn't happen. Steph was able to do his revenge, is at least what I call it. Tristan Thompson would go off to guard him, and Steph would take him to the hoop. He even took, LeBron to the hoop one time, maybe more than once, but one stands out in my mind when LeBron went out to guard him. And then people probably remember Game 7 where Kevin Love played pretty good defense on the last possession and Steph missed the shot. Well, this year it was a little bit different story as Steph took Kevin Love, all the rest of those guys to the hoop. And right then and there, I kind of felt like that was not exactly a turning point, but that was kind of an indicator that the series is going to be a little bit different. So congratulations to the Warriors. I'm happy for Kevin Durant, especially. I like him as a player. Seems to be a pretty genuine guy. I obviously don't know him, but he seems pretty likable. And, he's taken a lot of heat for joining the Golden State Warriors. People seem to have something against the super teams, the quote-unquote super teams. It's almost like people have forgotten the 80s Lakers with Magic, Kareem, James Worthy, and some really good, Byron Scott, some really good role players. It's like people forgot that the so-called Golden Age with Larry Bird and Magic Johnson saving the NBA, those two teams, the Boston Celtics and the Los Angeles Lakers, were super teams, at least in my opinion. So I think the league is just returning back to what it was before the 90s, before the two league expansions. And now we're probably going to have the race to add another instead of just having two legitimate stars on a team, a la the Bulls model with Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan. Although I think a lot of people would say that, later on when the Bulls added Dennis Rodman, that was another superstar maybe not on the offensive side, but definitely defensively and rebounding, right? Plus the personality. Rodman was always, especially later on in his career, he definitely had the flair for the drama. Anyway, the point is that I think sometimes the people that are talking bad about the league in today, or today's league, I'm sorry, when comparing it to the 90s, people seem to downgrade the era, or today's NBA, is not physical enough or whatever. But I think some of that is due to that the teams in the 90s just weren't as good, as skilled. They didn't shoot like they do now. And I realize that the game has changed some with the spreading out the floor, the three-point shooters and all that. But as someone who watched the 90s, that was not the pinnacle of the NBA, at least in my opinion. Now we're going to have hopefully more teams trying to catch the Warriors and the Cavs. I know the Cavs are rumored to be searching for some added weapons for their race against Golden State, or to at least equal the talent level. And I kind of look forward to it. And we've got the NBA draft coming up on Thursday. It'd be interesting to see, what teams do. And anyway, I think it's a good time for the NBA. It's pretty exciting. It's too bad that the series didn't last a little bit longer. And so I'll go ahead and wrap up now and say, hey, Mike, I'll hopefully see you soon, and I'll be able to pay up on the bet. So that's me signing off for everyone, and always remember to follow your shot. Bye-bye.